Alright, what do you call... What are some words for male homosexual? Maybe queer.
Well, we call them queer, sissies, gay girls.
Wait a minute. Your hands are as much as your mouth.
Queer, sissies, gay girls.
You ever call them homos? Just homos?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I have, but I don't use it that much as I do. I usually use sissies or gay girls. I think that's about all.
Alright, what about a boy or a man who's not... He's not necessarily homosexual. Let's say he isn't homosexual, but he's still very...
feminine, yeah.
Could that be a sissy too?
Well, I know a few of them who are like that, and that seem like they always just turn over to that side sooner or later.
They do.
Uh-huh, but I don't know the name. Just probably in between.
Like. So you wouldn't, if you didn't like them, you were going to call them a slang name or something, you wouldn't make a difference between those who are actually homosexual and those who just look like it.
Right, I would just go ahead and call him what he appears to be, even though he may not be.
Okay. What about a female homosexual?
We call them in short a dyke.
Yeah. Have you ever heard lesbian?
Yeah.
You call them that too?
Yeah, lesbian or dyke.
Alright, and again, what about a woman?
Bulldiger.
What? I was talking
about bulldiger. For short, we just call them dyke.
Okay.
Dykes.
What about a woman? This is again the same situation. She might not be homosexual, but she's got big shoulders, short hair, and a bit. Is there anything different if she's a dyke too?
Yeah.
Okay. What about a sexually overactive male?
Sex fiend.
Okay. Anything else?
Like,
watch out for him. He's a real
pervert.
Okay. Would you say he's real horny?
Yeah.
Alright, what about a sexually overactive female?
I'm gonna know a word to use.
Slut?
Yeah, maybe a slut.
Okay, now, I have another category, and this is very hard for me to tell a difference with. Sexually indiscreet male. It might not be a guy who's sexually overactive, but he talks a lot. And when he sleeps with a girl, he tells everybody about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And the same thing, do you know any words for girls who tell everybody who they sleep with?
No, I don't have any special name for that. Just a person who brags a lot, and really, they're nothing. They just brag. I don't have any special name for it.
Okay. Have you ever heard a girl who's sexually overactive called a nymphomaniac?
No.
Heard an expression? Okay. Do you have a word for a really ugly boy or man? He's a real.
Yeah. Yeah, but I wouldn't want to say
it. Say it. Please say it. He's cool.
Fucked up.
Okay. Can fucked up also mean messed up in the head? Or is that just appearance?
Just appearance.
Okay.
Or we mean his mind. He's got a fucked up mind.
Oh, so it can be mind too.
Yeah, it can be if you put mind at the end of it.
Okay. How about for a really ugly girl? Same word?
Yeah, same word.
Would you ever call her a dog or something?
No, unless she look like one.
She's a French woman. How about a guy who's very attractive, very good looking?
I wouldn't say handsome. I would just, it's not good to say, but I just say he's cute.
Yeah,
well,
that's what I say too.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a word though that you call him? Not a word that describes him, so just a word, like he's a real... Oh, I heard he's a real hunk of man or something.
I don't do that. I just say he's really cute and let it go.
Okay. How about for a girl?